First half I wasn't so happy. I think the first half in the cup tie was more of a battle rather than getting the ball down and playing. And I wasn't happy with them at half time, and we told them. So we needed a reaction in the second half. I think we got the reaction in the second half. I think, you know, we should win the second half quite comfortably. All the stats back that up that I've just heard from our analyst and looked at. The quality of the play was good. We got the ball down. We started to penetrate properly. And then you go to extra time and you think, well, the boys are dominating. Do we make changes? And but we just believed that we're so far on top of the game. We didn't have to change anything. If we changed anything, it could be the adverse reaction. We got the goal with Brandon. We should have certainly had a penalty. I don't know why we're not giving a penalty, but and I think the referee genuinely wanted to give it, but he didn't see it. I think he looked at it 25 times to his assistant, and the flag didn't go up. So but I think we deserved to win a cup tie over two games. I think we deserve to go through away at Sunderland. We certainly deserve to go through tonight. But you know, there you just look at the quality of the bringing onto the pitch with the substitutions, and they tell me they've got to make changes. And you can bring people like McGeady on and people at McGill, they're just outstanding quality players. But we've beaten a good team, but we've had to work so hard to do it. It was a real physical game tonight. It was real tough. I think both teams gave as good as they got in terms of the physicality. I think my defenders probably got a few late bashes that probably if we'd been dealt with the referee and maybe a bit earlier. But I thought, apart from the penalty, I thought the referee was good tonight. I said to him, I think it was three teams out there that were given everything they had to win a cup tie. We've gone through. We'll welcome Doncaster Rovers, but we'll think no more about it until it's the next game up for us. We have to recover the boys after extra time and be ready to go to Wimbledon, which is a real tough game on Saturday. But Brandon looked menacing all night, didn't he? I think he had the power and the strength and the pace to give them a real problem. I think he did. And actually, when the ball went to Brandon, I thought he's sticking this one in. It's a fantastic finish right on the side net. And he deserved it. He's worked so hard in recent weeks for the team. And you always want to get a goal when you work as hard as he did, so that everyone in the dressing room is pleased. So, but the plus fitness levels are incredible. To go to the 95th, 96th minute on Saturday, to go to 122, 123 minutes tonight, still be the stronger side when Sunderland had a free weekend and, you know, it was only a week to prepare for the game. And you could probably tell that in the first half. They're all a bit sharper to the ball. They're winning more seconds than us. But I think over the piece, the players are doing us proud. And the supporters are. The roof almost came in when the goal went in, and they were brilliant. But they did see us hang on, which we've had to do maybe in recent times. They didn't see us hang on. They seen us try to break forward and score a second.